Nick Kershaw. He's in Australia for 80s Mania, which is playing at the Palais tomorrow night in Melbourne. Welcome, Nick Kershaw.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you? You've like just checked into your hotel up there.
Yeah, literally the flight was a bit delayed from Adelaide, so but I've just checked in. Yeah, make myself comfy.
How's the tour been so far?
It's been really good. It's great fun being on tour with my old mates. That's one good thing. But it's just been so well received over here and so well looked after.
Now, you say with me old mates, but you genuinely do know these people. Paul Young, Go West, and Cutting Crew, or as long as yourself. How did this come together? How did this start out?
I don't know how these things do start out. You just get a phone call and say, do you want to go to Australia? Really? that's what happens. I'm touring with Go West in the UK when we get back as well. So that was kind of always happening. And there was it. So originally it was just me and Go West were coming over here. And then Cutting Crew and Paul became involved. You'll have to ask the promoter why he picked the four of us, but I'm glad he did.
And so what's the camaraderie like when you're on tour with all those guys?
Well, we've all been through the same stuff, you know, and, we have a good laugh. We have at each other's expense quite often, and you know it's boys on tour. We like a drink. Messing about. But the great thing are the gigs, and it's just the sort of camaraderie on the gigs themselves, really.
Now, how was Adelaide last night? Have you dried out? I heard it was raining pretty heavily over there.
Yeah, there was kind of the, you know, biblical storm at one point when the heavens opened and hailstones the size of golf balls started coming down. But, yeah, that was quite...
Were you performing outside?
No.
This
is during the afternoon in just looking out the hotel window. Yeah, the gig was mercifully indoors.
Now, you've just finished up working on an album for Men United. Can you tell us, not Man United, the football club, but Men United. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, right. I'm surprised that's found its way all the way over here. This is just something that me and a few people were asked to take part in. It's to do with prostate cancer, and it's all proceeds go to Prostate UK. And we've all got mates, you know, of a certain age that have had it and unfortunately have died from it in the last few years. So we're kind of... I've just contributed a track called Men United, which is their kind of catchphrase. And so is Paul with the Pacaminos, and so is Go West and a bunch of other people, Hamish Stewart and other guys. So it's just been released in the UK. I didn't even know it was worldwide, but I guess it is digitally. It's worldwide, I guess, yeah.
That's the wonders of the internet. Speaking of the internet, what do you think about the current music scene?
Well, you know, the internet is a double-edged sword. It gives loads of opportunities to new acts, and it makes it really easy to get heard. But obviously, it has a major impact on people getting paid for the work they do, as far as making music goes. So it's kind of, but it's there, and we have to deal with it. It's not going to go away. You can't get that.
What about
toothpaste back into the tube, really?
What about the current pop music scene? Are you a fan of any of the artists that are big today?
Do you know, when I was in my youth and when I was kind of right in the thick of it, I used to kind of look at people my age and feel sorry for them, that they didn't know what was going on and they were kind of didn't have their finger on the pulse. And I'm exactly in that position now, you know, and I don't go looking for new music, and I just toodle along in my own way. I mean, I can, you know, obviously I'm at the mercy of stuff that gets played on the major media, and I kind of, there's some good stuff around, but I don't go kind of looking for it. I find myself listening to my old David Bowie records quite often.
Oh, we have a David Bowie, I think, exhibition happening in Melbourne. So at the moment,
yeah.
So there's a bit of David Bowie hype at the moment.
We
put the call out asking people if you have a question that you want to ask Nick Kershaw. Orazio wants to says, first of all, amazing to have had you come into my life at the very right time. The song The Riddle supported me through all those challenging times all the way back then. How did that song evolve?
Well, okay. That's a strange one. That's kind of a bit of a one-off for me, because like it was a song that I was writing for my second album. The second album was very quickly after the first, so I didn't have a lot of time to write it. So everything was done in quite a hurry. That was kind of the last song I wrote for it. And I take ages writing lyrics, so I wrote the tune very quickly and put this kind of guide vocal down. But I never got around to changing the lyric. I tried a few times. So it was always only ever meant to be a guide vocal. So really, the riddle is just complete nonsense from start to finish. But so I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll call it the riddle, then people are going to think it's about something. But so that's my guilty secret. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you've revealed that for us. Yeah. So what can people expect from the show 80s Mania? Paul Young, Go West, Cutting Crew, and yourself. What can people expect when they rock up to the show? I think it's tomorrow night at the Palais.
Right, well, given that it's called 80s Mania and it has the lineup that it has...
I mean, it's a subtle clue in the title.
It's the clues in the title, yeah. You might hear some songs from the 80s, and you will. But there's also going to be a couple of surprises. I mean, I think me and Go West perform songs together as well.
I was just about to ask, do you all perform separately, or is there some collaboration between all of you?
There's, Cutting Crew do their set, then Paul does his set, and then there's a second half where me and Go West come on and do some things together.
Right, very cool. Okay, well, so tomorrow night is the sixth of eight performances around the country. Is it kind of, how grueling is it doing that tour around Australia? Because it's a lot of travel. It's not like the UK where, you know, you can drive for 20 minutes at the next gig.
No, it isn't. There's a lot of airports and stuff, but we've been very well looked after. And it's been made as easy as possible for us. So we're very grateful. It's been very well organised. So there's not too much hanging about at airports. No, it's all right. It's good. It's not like it's a 9-month tour or something. It's like 3 weeks and then back home. And we're just thoroughly enjoying it at the moment.
I saw on Twitter you're reviewing your irons as you go.
Well, I kind of started with that intention, but I just started boring myself after a while and I stopped doing it. Just seemed something different. Yeah, these are the things that you come across on tour. These are the exciting things about being on tour: ironing shirts in hotel rooms and you think there's a thing in the UK called the Corby Trouser Press, right?
It's a big thing in almost like an ironing board, but with two, and you kind of press down on it.
Exactly, and it had the added thing that you can make toasted sandwiches in it if you get really hungry in the middle of the night.
But if you're watching an episode of was it Prisoner over here that had someone lost their fingers in a thing like that because the bad lady pressed down and oh no my hands that
oh right okay I haven't seen that particular episode. No, but mercifully you don't have them over here, so I've just resigned myself to just reviewing irons. Yeah.
All right, well, 80s Mania features Paul Young, Go West, Cutting Crew, and Nick Kershaw. It's on at the Palais tomorrow night. For details, you can Google 80s Mania Melbourne, and it will appear. Thank you so much for your time today, Nick.
It's my pleasure. Nice talking to you.